is Under Review, your weekly deep dive into the world of sports with Bob Anderson, Dave Glass, and Dave Herzing.
The NCAA tournament is down to the Sweet 16. How do our brackets look, and which team has surprised us most so far? Is this the best tournament in all of sports? We'll discuss.
The Pirates' 2026 campaign begins tomorrow. There's a lot of optimism in the air. Is it warranted? We'll offer our thoughts, make our predictions for the season, and talk to Noah Howells from the Post-Gazette for his analysis.
Jackson Smith and Jigba raked in a record-setting deal this week. He's the top-paid receiver in the league. But is he really the best receiver in the game? We'll discuss that and other topics making the news in our quick hitter segment at the end of the show. I'm Lenny Anderson.
I'm Dave Herzing.
And I'm Bob Anderson. Stay tuned as we discuss these topics some more as we go Under Review.
Sponsored by Petula Eye Care, the Falls Creek Eagles, and Lebraska Plastic Surgery.
On Connect FM, your only local news radio.
Welcome to Under Review for Wednesday, March 25th. After a week off, we're back! And Dee's back! And Lenny's back!
Back!
Yeah, back! Everyone's back!
Everyone's back! We were jet-setting.
You were jet-setting.
Jet-setting. You know, I'll tell you what, I've had a pretty good couple of weeks. I'll tell you honestly, Bob, I know you always ask how I was doing. I'm going to beat you to the punch. It was great. I was out west traveling, had a great time. But I'll tell you who had a better week was Jonathan Weber from Frank's Pizza. Oh. Dude, he was on the jumbo.
On the jumbo. Him and the family got on the jumbo at the Big Pens loss to the Carolina Hurricanes.
Bob, I know you've been to Pens games.
Yes.
Have you ever been on the jumbo? Because I've been on the jumbo.
Yes, we have been on the jumbo. And the kids rode on the Zamboni.
Oh, wow.
So they really got
on the Zamboni. Cool. And jumbo.
I've never been on a jumbo.
You've been on TV with nachos, though.
We carry nachos in March Madness. That's right.
That's right. Being on the jumbo, though, is the best.
Yeah, that is.
All right. Well, tell me about San Francisco. How was it?
It was great. The Warriors were out of town, which really stunk, but it was cool. I went to a couple really cool sports bars and ran into some Giants fans that we were talking baseball out there. Talking Warriors basketball as well. They're still down on the A's leaving though. There's a lot of Bay Area fans. It's almost like the Jets and the Giants. Everybody out there basically is a Giants fan, but then there's obviously if you're from Oakland, you're an A's fan, but there's San Franciscans who are A's fans too. They're a little upset that the A's are going to be playing wherever they're at now. What is it?
Vegas, right?
No, they're in Sacramento or something now. But then they go to Vegas next year. But they're upset about that, so they brought that up quite a bit when I was out there.
All right, and Lenny's been working a lot, I know.
Yeah, just been working and, you know, grinding.
Yeah, that's right.
Watching March Madness, you know, the stuff, the major sports.
Any box it? Come in, Franks.
No box it. There's not a lot of box it requests, to be honest. I mean, I feel like a lot of people talk about it more than actually it happens, but we've been selling out of pizza pretty regularly, so we don't have a lot of leftovers, to be honest. So
do you know what box it is, Bob?
No, huh?
When you go into Frank's the as it's closing, you say box it, and then you just get
back in the day, you'd pay a dollar and they'd give you a box of like leftover pizza from the day, because you know it's all squares, slices. So like, you know, if you get a tray's 32, say someone orders 20, there's 12 there. If nobody gets them like in a relatively close time frame, then you know those slices just sit around and then they end up going in a box set.
Fat Andy Lebowski was the master of box it. But anyways, I can go on.
All right. Hey, did you guys see the story about our own Ava Baronic from Du Bois?
As a matter of fact, I did. I was texting Dan actually before it happened. He told me there was a possibility that she was going to be doing it. And then I was texting him while it was going on because he was at the game with his wife Kelly and his son Brady. What a thrill. What an unbelievable thing for her. Couldn't have happened to a nicer girl. She's working with the Miami Marlins down there. I guess she's like in a youth something or other with them, but she's playing softball down there. It's just so cool for her. What a thrill. I mean, my God, that's like, I mean, she was getting shoulder pats from Aaron Judge, for God's sake, and players were high-fiving her. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for her. And like you said, couldn't find a more deserving kid. I mean, what a great person she is, great family. So good for them, and great for Ava.
Well, I always told her she's cooler than her dad ever was.
Yeah,
so,
for sure, yeah.
Well, that's
her
really
and Kelly
cool.
carry the weight in that family. No
doubt about it.
Maybe she can be the ball girl that, you know, gets the foul balls.
Well,
too,
you know, I think that's kind of where she's going with it. And it was cool.
You got to be quick on that.
Yeah. Well, she's a good player. That's a good athlete. That's for sure. But awesome stuff for Ava. Shout out David Bronick. Good stuff.
Yeah. We'll absolutely. Be talking a lot more baseball here coming up. But, how are your NCAA brackets looking, guys?
Good.
Mine's whatever. They're all the same, man.
I got 13 of the 16.
That's great.
I don't even know how many I have. To be honest with you, I do one like that I really pay attention to. I'm in the middle of the pack, but you know, the tournament's just so cool. It's just like, what a cool experience. But I found myself watching less and less college basketball through the season, where I used to be. I mean, there was a time back in the day, Big Monday. I never missed college basketball. I watched it every night.
The guys like us, we upset. That's
I watched it every night for years. You know, I mean, in the 90s, obviously UNLV is my team. And when they were in their peak in 90, 91, I mean, it was the best thing of all time. And I used to just watch way more basketball than I do college. Now I watch way more NBA now when I do watch. So the teams I don't know as well as I used to in the past, but it's still always fun to fill out a bracket.
Yeah, it's been a blast watching the games, some upsets, seeing Iowa. We went to see Iowa Penn State, and Penn State beat Iowa when we went, and I took my son. That was super cool, but Iowa ends up beating Florida. What a game.
No repeat champion.
St. John's is in. That's going to be a great game versus Duke. I think that's going to be awesome. I actually picked St. John's to beat Duke in my bracket.
I did too, actually. And you know, the thing about St. John's is they got shafted on that, on their seeding. They should have never been a 5 seed.
Never.
They should have been a 3 or better. I don't know how they got at 5. I mean, they won the Big East regular season and tournament. They beat UConn 2 out of 3 times, who's a 2 seed, and they won 28 games. It makes no sense to me that they're that low. But when you have a coach like Patino, or you have one of these great coaches, Patino, Calipari, Izzo, these guys, I mean, you're there. You have a chance.
No question about it. It's fun. Did you watch any of the games?
I've been watching a lot of the games, actually, guys. I turn it on at school, like at the end of the day.
I bet you the kids love it.
Oh, they do. And the best moment came right here. Let me play it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Chandler gets it to Owen to spin, elevates, lays it in, and we're tied. Spirinetti sit on it to Santa Clara. This is Gabalugo. Graves elevates. Buries it. 2.4 away.
How about that last 12 seconds of that game?
As wild as it gets.
That's what I love about college basketball.
Yeah,
well,
for
March
sure.
Madness.
March Madness.
Imagine being a fan base for either of those teams, the high and then the low, or vice versa. That to me is what makes this tournament so great.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why everyone, even, you know, casual sports fans or whatever, are into March Madness because of that. You can always root for the underdog. There's always teams in there maybe you don't know about, but all those teams have huge alumni bases.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So like any of these schools you think of.
Look at Nebraska's fans following them. I mean, it's like their home games for them. It's unbelievable what's happening.
Yeah, Nebraska, this is the first year they've ever won a tournament
game.
Which is
nuts.
It's nuts. Like
the Big Ten, by the way, showing out. Dude.
Yeah.
The Big Ten looks good. Wish Penn State could figure
schools.
Out how to play basketball.
Well,
but, you know.
Penn State's got it, man. Calvin Booth coming in to run that program.
And Turkey needs to get in there. Turkey's a VIP.
Turkey needs to get out that
Penn
checkbook.
State, he does.
Get out that checkbook,
he's a VIP
Turkey.
Insider for Penn State. Let's go, Turkey. I know you're listening.
Well, I got a hot take, guys. I think college basketball beats the NBA.
Well, I disagree vehemently. However, I know that you're not in the minority. I think a lot of people do think that. A lot more casual fans like the college game, I think, more.
They play defense.
Than the NBA. But I think
they do in the tournament. Sorry to interrupt you. But I'm telling you, Bob, I told you this during the playoffs last year. When you watch the NBA playoffs, well, the Lakers-Pistons game the other night.
Yeah.
The final 3 minutes of that game was World War III out there, battling. Now, the Pistons ended up winning, and they deserved to win, but you could see it. When those guys want to turn it on, it's the switch is on.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little bit of a, it's a little bit of a misconception that they don't play defense. Now, the thing about the league is there's a lot of teams that aren't playing for anything, so there are, you're gonna get games where you're getting a lot of games where they're not playing.
Wizards, for sure. And I get it.
Yeah. But the teams, like he said, once you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different game. First of all, the whole game's different.
It's so much more physical and half court game. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's old school, you know, it's not, you know, old school 82-79 like the, you know, Bad Boy Pistons or the Knicks or whatever the 90s, but it's still a lot better defensively, and it's, and like the Pistons are a great defensive team. I mean, they hang their hat on defense.
Well, I will say this though, Bob, the March Madness beats the NBA regular season.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's, well, yeah.
Cause it's such a special event.
It's all condensed. Yeah. Every game matters.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, you got High Point out there competing with, you know, with SEC teams for God's sake. Like, you know, and they play those games 10 times, you know, in Arkansas, or they're going to win that game seven like or even, 8 out of 10 times.
I saw
times.
Calipari the other day on, McAfee, and even he was saying, he said, you know, it's the beauty of this tournament is it's one game. It's not a best of three. It's not a best. Yep. It's one game. So, like he said, they're getting ready to play Arizona. It was pretty much the consensus number one team in the country.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, most people are going to think Arizona's probably a better team than we are. But it's one game. So, if we play our game in one game, we can beat them just as easily. So, that's what I mean. It's, when it's one game, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, who do you guys have winning it? I got Michigan.
I actually ended up picking Houston.
Okay.
I also have Michigan in my bracket, yeah. But I, I'm really thinking I would kind of wish I would have picked Arkansas. I think I have a
sexy pick.
I have an interesting feeling about Arkansas.
Shout out to Megan Webb.
Darius Aycock
unreal.
Is the
he
next.
Might be the number one pick
yeah,
now, the way he's been playing.
He's climbing the boards for sure. I think he'll still probably behind Boozer and DeBanza, but he's climbing the boards, but he's going to be a special player. A lot of comparisons to like AI,
yes.
Kyrie, guys like that.
He's so slick. I mean, it's unreal. My sister was, because she lives in Arkansas, she was talking about him when she went to see a couple games. She couldn't believe what a talented guy that was. I've never seen him play live. I'd love to.
Hey, for me, as long as Duke doesn't win, I'm happy.
Well, me too.
Like I said, I picked St. John's over Duke, so let's go.
Go St. John's. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little baseball here. You're listening to Under Review, sponsored by Patola Eye Care, the Falls Creek Eagles, and Nebraska Plastic Surgery.
We're passing out huge savings during the Big Drive sales event at Spitzer.
Hurry! Tackle new Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 with $7,500 off MSRP. Or choose 1.9% financing with a no-charge lifetime warranty included. Plus, Panda wants you to score even more. Download the Spitzer VIP app for exclusive rewards.
And don't drop the ball. Get here now. Wag more. Spend less at Spitzer Ford Dubois and St. Mary's.
Our world revolves around.
Think you've got the brains to beat the crowd? Wednesday night is trivia night at the Hitching Post in Dubois. Mix and match select domestic buckets, just $5 for $15 from 6:30 till 8:30. Walk in, sign up, and join the fun. See who's the smartest table in the house.
Public health officials are sounding the alarm on excessive screen time.
Stay close to the news.
Children and young adults who spent more time on their devices may have a higher risk for certain heart issues, including high blood pressure and high cholesterol.
We've got you covered.
Researchers say the link was strongest in people who slept fewer hours, suggesting increased screen use can steal time from sleep.
96.7 and 99.7 FM on Alexa, on your smartphone, and at connectradio.fm.
I'm Summer Anderson with the Priority Media Community Calendar. The annual Easter Bake Sale at St. Nicholas Church in Dubois will be held on Saturday, March 28th from 9 to noon. Baked goods being sold include nut rolls, baklava, cookies, pastries, and more. Attention pet owners, a rabies clinic will be held on Saturday, March 28th from 11 to noon at the Grampian Fire Hall. The cost is $15. The Knights of Columbus is hosting their annual Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, March 28th. The event will start at noon at the Nativity Church Social Hall in Dubois. Toddlers through teens are welcome with prizes awarded to all children. To add an event to our community calendar for your nonprofit group, email communitycalendar@prioritymedia.net 2 weeks in advance. To find more events in our local area, go to connectradio.fm/events. Community Calendar, a service of Sunny 106, Connect FM, and Priority Media.
Let's get back to the action. You're listening to Under Review with Bob Anderson, Dave Glass, and Dave Herzing on Connect FM.
Welcome back to Under Review. This segment is sponsored by Fatula Eye Care. Reach out to Dr. Dan and his team for all your eye care needs. The Pirates begin their 2026 campaign tomorrow afternoon in New York. And on a scale of 1 to 10, guys, how excited are you for the season?
Well, I mean, overall, I'm not a huge baseball guy, so that my excitement level is not going to be the highest. But I will say I have a good feeling about this Pirates team based on some of the things they've done and also the division being available for win, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 7.
Ooh. I'm a 10 out of 10.
You're 10 matter what.
Listen,
every year.
It's 10 about everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Buddy, I'm a crowd pumper.
That's right.
Dude, I'm your hype guy. You
That's
need somebody
right.
to hype it up. I'm your guy. But my wife makes fun of me. She's like, this is your Bucko hat season. Right? Everywhere, like, I love the Pirates. I've always loved the Pirates. Unfortunately, they make it very hard to root for them, but I still root for them. I'm the guy that says I'm done with them. And every single, I'm like a battered woman, sorry. I keep coming back. Like, I'm just like, what in the world are we doing? They've stunk for years. They had a few good years there. You know, now it seems like a lifetime ago. I think this is the year. I really do. They're built to win with pitching. With Jared Jones coming back here, he'll be back at the end of May. He comes off the IL. With Skeens, hopefully they let Skeens go deeper into games. I think Keller, a lot of pressure's off of him now that Skeens is the guy. I think Keller's second half of the season picks up. They acquired some bats. They actually have some punch in that lineup. Takes some pressure off of Neil Cruz. I'm excited about the season.
I know. I'm with you guys. I'm probably a little bit higher than Lenny. I'm going to go an 8. And that's, I'm like you, Lenny. I'm a casual fan.
Yeah.
I like it this time of year because there's always hope.
Yeah.
Even though last year, I got to tell you, I felt no hope going into last year.
Well, they started out and it was like, who? And then they just tanked.
They were terrible.
What they have, 70?
They're usually the great team in April.
Yeah.
And then after that.
Yeah, they had 71 or was it 72 or 71 wins?
71
or
last year.
Yeah, 71.
Year,
yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be better than
this,
that.
This is the thing. The pitching is undeniable at this point. You know, I mean, Skeens is off to an all-time start.
Yes.
Like, I mean, with the greatest pitchers in the history of sports.
Yes.
So that's one thing. You know, obviously he's got to keep healthy and all that stuff and do whatever, but like, you know, Ashcroft and Bubba Chandler looks incredible. And, you know, and like you said, Jones, I gotta give them credit because they get a lot of flack, obviously, for never spending money and whatever.
Did
they make the biggest moves? They didn't make the biggest moves, but they tried to get Schwarber. They at least attempted. They didn't succeed, you know, and they did bring in a few bats. If the offense can get to median level, then this team can win the division.
Yes.
That's the thing. Last year, their offense is so putrid.
Dude, they couldn't hit home runs.
You can't do anything.
Allowed.
Now, I have questions about some of these moves, like Marcelo Zuna.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's 35 years old. You know, he had 21 homers last year. Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's something you could do better there. But a couple of the other moves, you know.
Kutch.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, honestly,
he's a Ranger now, baby.
Kutch is a Ranger, and he made the opening day roster.
Good,
good for him.
That's
kudos
it.
To him. He wants to keep playing good for him.
Well, I think what's going to really change the outcome of the season is when Connor Griffin comes up.
Yeah.
Because he's going to change how the infield looks. He has legitimate pop in his bat. I know he batted only 171 in spring training, but he's torn through the minors.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hit record numbers in the minors. I really fully expect him to do the same thing in Indianapolis. They'll bring him up so they can avoid that Super 2 and all that stuff. It'll be, what, sometime in June, I assume, is when
it'll
come up.
Well, that's something we can ask Noah House about.
Yeah, I mean, they have there's different qualifications.
Yeah.
It's like 172 games or something like that they
– There's some stipulation in the CBA, too. If they bring him up in April, I think that they can compensate themselves with a draft pick somehow.
Yeah.
He'll be able to tell us all about it. I've heard him talk about it, and it confuses me, but I think we're going to see him in April.
Yeah.
That'd
be great.
I would say May sometime. But the thing about it is – like, yeah, I think he's going to be up and he's going to be a game changer. You hope, but he is a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah, and it's a lot of pressure on him.
A lot different with a hitter, a 19-year-old hitter, than even like a young pitcher. Like, Skeens obviously was older, a little older, but also like, the pitchers can come in and they can, if they got the stuff, they got the stuff. Sometimes as hitters, it takes a little bit more time.
Well, look at Polanco, look at Henry Davis.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like right now, this,
O'Neill Cruz.
This is the time. They need Cruz to be much better than last year.
We got bigger. He was, if he can hit lefties.
And they said
if Cruz can hit lefties.
The offseason working on hitting lefties.
Yep.
But, you know, and then same with Reynolds. Reynolds had a down year.
Yep.
You know, he's got to be better. And I'm still a big Henry Davis guy. I mean, like, I really believe in Henry Davis. I still think he's going to turn into a good player. Now, is it going to be in Pittsburgh? Or better be this year. It's not going to be in Pittsburgh. It's going to be somewhere else probably.
You know what's funny about him is when he came out, everybody was worried about his defense.
Yes.
And now everybody's worried about his offense.
Yeah.
And his defense is good.
You're right. My dad we were talking about the Buccos the other day. My dad is even more excited than I am. And my dad's
an
like, the same thing. He might be a 50. He loves the Buccos. And he said the same thing you just did, Bob. He's like, you know, he goes, when Henry Davis came, he was a can't-miss hitter. He was a hitting catcher, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, this guy just can't hit anything.
Yep.
So, but he's going to play because Skeens loves him, right? So
they say the whole team loves him. They say I was reading an article today and it said like the team loves him. Like they like him. They want him to succeed. The players like him. So that's a good thing. And like Joey Bart had a good year last year. Don't get me wrong. Bart's a solid player, but you want Davis to be your catcher.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, like not just catcher, but defense is a huge question mark with this team.
Oh.
The defense is something, if you have great pitching, you also need good defense.
Yeah.
I mean, Cruz is one of the worst defensive players I've ever seen in my life. At any position, both positions. He's so bad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
And it's not like they're magically going to figure these positions out either. I mean, they're going to be learning on the fly, man. I look for this team to lead, or at least be up there and lead for errors in the National League.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe all
it's
of
hard
baseball.
To compete like that.
There better be a lot of strikeouts, I'll say
Well,
that.
You know what? Hey, at least, you know, with Skeens and you mentioned Chandler. Chandler, he's got gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, loyal listener Dave Mack, actually, he doesn't think Chandler lasts the whole season because how hard he throws.
Well,
yeah.
You know, and you can't.
I think our buddy Dave Glass would say they're all ticking time bombs.
Well, that's true, too.
Well, that's sort of league-wide. I mean, that's kind of the sport.
Yeah, these guys, their injuries, it's going to happen sooner or later. Let's just hope it doesn't happen to Skeens while he's a Bucco. You don't ever want to see him get injured, but he won't be a Bucco for more than a couple more years. So whenever he goes to New York or L.A.,
new CBA is going to save us.
He's going to be there. He's going to, once they win this division this year, they start stacking division titles, he ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm more concerned. I'd like to see them sign Griffin even before he gets here.
And I think that's a possibility.
Yeah, $100 million for 9 years.
That'd be hard to turn down.
That'd be really hard to turn down. I mean, you know, he hasn't proven anything yet. It's all speculative. If I was...
Look at Cruz. He should have taken a deal like that.
No doubt about it.
And we would have taken that as Pirate fans
years ago. Yes, for sure.
All right, let's get to our time capsule, guys. This is going to go in the vault, and we'll listen to it again at the end of the year,
goodness.
And we'll see how well we do.
Oh,
goodness. We'll see.
All right, how many regular season wins this year, guys?
Well, I'm going to leave a cliffhanger for you. I posted it on our Under Review Facebook page. By the way, get in on there and gauge. Tell us your win totals. 83 and 79 is what I say.
Okay.
88
wins. This year.
Wow,
he's
even more optimistic.
He's
nice.
Pumping the crowd.
88 wins. They're going to win the NL Central.
Ooh,
yes.
Well, that's another question.
I only
here.
Said wild card. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Winning
all
the
right.
NL Central this
I got
year.
Him at 84. Dave Glass had him at 83.
So there
you
we
and
go.
Dave are
all
on
right.
the same page.
Dave and I are never on the same page with optimistic levels. Ever.
That is a high optimism
that's
level.
That's very Glass. I thought he'd be like 64.
Listen, honest to God, I thought Glass, when you texted that out earlier, I thought Glass was going to say 69. And
yeah.
you know, I was like,
yeah.
they were going to be worse than
in
last year.
In the 70s,
year.
Anyhow. Yep. How about the Pirates make the playoffs? You already said.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the division.
I think it's a wild card.
I say
I
yes.
think the Cubs are better. Who knows?
The Cubs
I mean,
are predicted better, but only predicted, like, the StatGraphs only projects them for 86 wins.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's very in
it's the, for
the
taking.
It's doable,
yep.
for
the taking.
Sure.
Dave Glass said no, they will not. 83 wins doesn't get them in.
See,
I
that's
guess.
The Glass we know.
Yeah. All right, Paul Skeens will become the first NL pitcher to win back-to-back Cy Young since Jacob deGrom did it in 2018-19.
You know what? I got to say yes, because if this team's got any chance to make the playoffs, it rests on the shoulders of Skeens. So he's going to have to be every bit as good, if not better, than he was last year. So, yes, I say yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes also, because again, if they're gonna win 88 games, they gotta have everything go their way, and he's gonna have to win 20 games, I think.
I'm saying yes too. Dave Glass said no. All right, who do you see in a Pirates uniform first this season? Will it be Connor Griffin or Jared Jones?
Jared Jones.
Okay.
I'm going to go Griffin.
Me too. I'm taking Griffin. I think he'll be up in April. The Pirates will be buyers or sellers at the deadline, guys.
Well, I honestly, if they've won that many games, they're going to have to be buyers. So I say buyers. Look what they did when they had those 3 years. They pulled the trigger on some really nice players, and they knew they were rentals. Those guys, I mean, were unbelievable. So, yeah, I say buyer.
Yeah, I think they're going to be buyers. I think they'll be mild buyers. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be super aggressive, but I think they're going to be buyers.
Hey, by the way, did you know the last 20-game winner in the majors?
No.
Jay Happ. Yeah,
oh,
that's
really?
How long ago that was.
Ex-Pirate
These guys don't go. They don't pitch long enough.
All right, who leads the team in home runs? I'm saying Brandon Lau. He had 31 last year, so I put him as the leader in the clubhouse.
You know what? I'm going to just say Cruz, because if Cruz has a type, he could be a 30-30 type player. If he is, wow, that team, they're going to win 80 plus games easily if he gets those stat lines.
That's who Dave Glass has.
I'm going to say Cruz as well. That was my pick as well. I think Cruz snaps back. I think he hits 30 plus.
All right. And Dave said he's out if he doesn't this year. It's Lucy with the football. Pirates haven't won the NL Central since 92. Lenny says it's their year.
Yes.
What do you think, D?
I don't think it's their year. I think it's a wild card.
And who does win the Central then?
The Cubs.
Cubs. Okay. Yeah. That's who I'm going with too. And I say, wild card. Brewers have won it 4 of the last 5 years though. Yeah. Which pierogi wins the most races at PNC Park?
Well, that's the question.
Yes. That's
you know,
our
my daughter likes
know.
Jalapeno Hannah.
All right.
My son likes
that's
cheese Chester.
I always go with the jalapeno.
Yeah. So you know what? I'm going to pick what my daughter likes. I'm going to say jalapeno Hannah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to pick an upset. I'm going sauerkraut salt.
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's a big time upset.
Big upset.
There's the potato one, a potato Pete. And what's the pizza one?
Is it the cheese Chester?
No, there's a pizza one. What's the pizza one's name?
Oliver Onion, Bacon Burt. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a something pizza, but there is Bacon Burt.
No, I don't even know all these ones. The
pizza one was an older one. I think they retired the pizza one. But the Bacon Burt has the orange like hat.
All right, give me your World Series prediction, guys.
You know what? I'm going on a limb here. Dodgers, Yankees.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Dodgers, Mariners.
Okay, I'm going to go, of course, Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm going Dodgers, Mets. I'm taking the two highest payrolls because that's going to lead into the work stoppage. Dave Glass said Yankees over Cubs. He has Yankees over Cubs.
Nice.
All right, it's time to get to a break. When we return, we'll talk to Pirates insider Noah Hiles. You're listening to Under Review, sponsored by Petula Eye Care.
Mom, are we going to make it to my game on time?
We sure are, because our car is safe and ready.
Is that because of our tires?
You bet. At Cooper Tire and Auto, we take care of families like ours. From American-made Cooper tires with rugged durability to oil changes, engine, and even transmission work, we do it all.
For the drives that matter most, trust the pros. See the Tire Pros, Cooper Tire and Auto, Hammer Street, Dubois.
Here's your Connect FM Tri-County forecast. Lows of aloft around 46. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for showers. Highs level off around 66. Thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected. Currently, it's 56 degrees. That's your Tri-County forecast throughout the hour, throughout your busy day on Connect FM.
You're listening to Under Review Sports Talk. More takes, more talk, more sports. Let's go back to the guys.
Welcome back to Under Review. This segment is sponsored by Falls Creek Eagles, home of the Friday Night Fish Fry. The Pirate season begins tomorrow in New York, and we've got an insider from the Post-Gazette on the line right now. Noah Hiles joins us and makes his debut on Under Review. Noah, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Always happy to try a new program out. I hear good things about this one. Let's get into it.
All right. Well, we really are fans of your work, so keep up the good work. Are you in New York right now?
I am, yeah. I'm in my hotel in Flushing, Queens.
All right.
Just, you know, finishing up some work here and then going to head out to dinner in a little bit.
All right. Well, what's your strategy when you're in New York? Are you a guy that drives around, or do you take the bus or the subway? What do you do when you're there?
Oh, heavens no. I definitely don't drive. what's nice is, you know, to have a company expense account. You can use the Uber app a little bit. But I like to use the subway. Thankfully, I'm less than a mile away from the ballpark, so I'm like a 10-15 minute walk, which will be nice. And it's a very walkable city, so, you know, you can get around on foot pretty easily.
Well, that's great. I haven't felt this enthusiastic about the Pirates in quite some time. Am I setting myself up here for a letdown, Noah, or do you share the optimism?
Yeah, I get why people are optimistic. I really do. I don't know how optimistic, but, I mean, if you're comparing it to recent years, yeah, I get it. Like, look at this roster compared to the other ones that have been really assembled since the pandemic. This is the best team they've had in a very long time. They have recognizable names. They have credible players both at the plate and on the mound, and you need that to win ball games. And when you add in the fact that they're not in the most competitive of divisions, there's a realistic chance that this team could sneak its way into the playoffs, which a lot of people would really be happy to see.
No, I'm a best case scenario guy most of the time. And I have to be, I'm like you, buddy. I'm older than you. I know you're in your 30s and I'm in my 50s, but I've been suffering with the Buccos a long time and I still love them. And I know you do too. Best case scenario for this team. They've made a lot of improvements. What are your thoughts? I mean, we were talking on the segment before you got on about the possibility of them making the playoffs. Do you see that as a realistic possibility? And how far do you see them advancing?
I mean, I think the best case scenario is them, you know, winning in the upper 80s of games. And once you get in, who knows what happens? I mean, there is a juggernaut in the National League, and I don't think the Pirates are going to, you know, ever beat the Dodgers in a playoff series. But you look at how they match up against anyone else, I mean, they got a guy on the mound that's going to give them a really good chance to win game one, no matter what lineup he's facing. And pitching can take you a very long way in October, and that's how this team's built to win. And you also need to hit home runs. They added 69 home runs in the offseason with three acquisitions. So they have those things. They are kind of a team that is built to win in October. It's just getting them there. And it's going to be a test. I mean, their depth's going to be tested. Their durability's going to be tested. They have some guys playing out of position. So how do they adjust to these new positions? Can they make up for some defensive inadequacies with more run scoring? These are the questions they're going to answer. But in the best case scenario, this is a team that can get into the playoffs and make a little bit of noise.
That's great to hear. It's funny, before a lot of our guests come on, especially from the Post-Gazette or the Trib or wherever, I like to ask some of my Bucco friends or Steelers friends or whatever some questions that they'd like to ask the guests. A huge baseball fan, Mike Nesbitt, wanted to ask you, he's from Dubois, where you thought Barco fits in the pitching staff. He thinks that he's going to become the fifth starter, but until then, what are your thoughts, Noah?
Yeah, I think he's right. Carmen Majinski is a really good bullpen arm. I think he can be a decent fill-in starter. But what they're doing with Hunter Barco is very similar to what we saw last year with Braxton Ashcraft. And I love that they're starting this on opening day. Because midseason, yeah, I anticipate him being in that starting rotation, him and Jared Jones. And you might wonder, you know, who's going to get moved, what's going to happen there. But in reality, I mean, guys are going to get hurt. Some guys are going to regress. You're also going to have to monitor innings pitched. You have a very young rotation. Some of these guys have already had Tommy John surgery. So there's going to be a lot of moving back and forth between the bullpen and the starting rotation. Some guys are going to get a week down here and there. But they have the depth there on the mound to tinker around with these things. And Hunter Barco is a big piece of that, especially him being the only lefty in this rotation. He's going to be an interesting guy to watch.
We're talking to Noah Howes from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow his work at post-gazette.com/sports or on X at @_Noah Hiles. Lenny Anderson has the next question for you, Noah.
Yeah, no, I just had a question about Henry Davis. Obviously, you know, big expectations for him as the top pick and all those things. And, you know, nothing's really came through yet as what we'd like to see offensively. I just wondered if you had any, you know, optimism coming into the season based on anything you've seen in the spring or even in the offseason that he's been working on, that maybe he could, you know, start to fulfill some of those expectations.
I don't know. I mean, I think Henry Davis kind of is what he is at this point. And I don't think he'll ever be a 20 to 30 home run guy. But in reality, he's a much better defensive player than what we ever anticipated him being. So even if he's just a 10 home run guy, with how good his defense is, that probably puts him in the top half of the catchers in the league as far as overall value. And that should be the goal here. It's just, you know, hit above 200, hit 10 to 15 home runs. If you can get that from a guy who's batting ninth and who's among the top 10, 15 best defensive catchers in baseball, you'll take that. And I understand that because he was drafted 1-1, there's a different set of expectations on him. But, you know, that's just not the guy that he's going to pan out to be. But if you could get a very good defensive catcher on a team built to win around pitching, and you can get 10 to 15 home runs from your ninth hitter who plays really good defense, I think any team in baseball would sign up for that.
No, I wanted to ask you if you could tell our listeners about your podcast, Bucko Territory with Jay Hay. I was listening to it here earlier. It's very well done. I love the little clip you had when Jay Hay hit the home run on the on opening day, by the way. That was pretty cool how you inserted that when you were a little kid. But if you could tell our listeners where to find you on that. I know it's part of the Foul Territory TV network.
Yes, it's part of the Foul Territory network. You can find it on YouTube. Bucko Territory is the name of the podcast, and you can also get it wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, any other platform. We have a lot of fun doing that show.
Oh, for sure. It's funny. I was listening to you guys. I don't know the other guy that you got on the show, Platinum Key, but he does a nice job. But I'll tell you what, J.A. looks like he's having a lot of fun on there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I my first year covering the Pirates was 2018. And I made a friend in Josh Harrison because I was the only reporter in the clubhouse who would talk NBA basketball with him.
Oh, and, you're speaking these guys' language right here, Noah.
Yeah, there we go. So 8 years later, when Foul Territory reached out, they said, hey, we would like you to do this show. And do you have a player in mind that you would want to do, the show with as a co-host? And I thought about it and I, dipped into my contacts and I reached out to Josh. And he was all for it, and yeah, it's really cool doing a show with someone that you grew up admiring as a player, that you covered in the front half of your career, and now he's your coworker.
Yeah, listen, anyone who's listening right now, I strongly encourage you go on at Bucko Territory on X. It's on YouTube as well. Very well done podcast. I think you'll really enjoy it if you're a Pirates fan. That's for sure.
Well, no, I got to ask, are you really in your 30s? I thought you were in your 20s.
No, I'm 31.
Oh, okay.
He's a
young buck.
He's young.
Yes.
His optimism's got to be stronger than ours. I mean, you know, hasn't seen John Van Benskoten pitch, man. He, you know.
Oh, I have to. Come on now. I've been through those wars.
I know you have. I know. I don't want to gatekeep the misery, Noah. That's the last thing I want to do.
Well, no. When are we going to see Connor Griffin?
I think you're going to see him pretty soon. If everything happens from what I'm hearing, just talking with sources. I mean, the Pirates are very interested in calling Griffin up before this April 9th deadline so he can get a full year of MLB service time, which makes him eligible to get a PPI compensation pick for the Pirates if he wins Rookie of the Year or if he gets an MVP vote in any of his first three seasons in the major leagues. Not an MVP vote, excuse me, a top three finish in MVP voting. So that's the incentive behind it. They want him up in the major leagues. They also want to get this extension done because of the looming lockout. They would like to solidify a long-term future with him right now before he gets out of their price range. So knowing that the Pirates want to get the PPI compensation, Griffin's camp's working hard to make sure this deal is done fairly. And in order to do that, I think it's going to revolve around him being up here pretty quick. So I don't anticipate him being in Indianapolis for long for those reasons. And for this other reason being that he makes their team better. They need him at shortstop. Even if he can't hit the ball consistently right now, his defense and base running ability makes this a better baseball team.
Absolutely. You know, one last question. I don't know if you said, what's your win total for this team? Did you say that already?
No, I didn't. So I wrote it, and this isn't a super optimistic way to look at it, but I have this team winning 80 games right now.
Okay.
Which is two games below 500. However, my outlook on the season is we're going to get to the end of July. This team's going to be a couple games over 500. They're going to be one or two games out of the wild card, and it's really going to come down to what they do at the deadline. A very similar spot to what they were in 2 years ago. In 2024, when they added Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Brian De La Cruz and Jalen Beeks, if they go that route again and take the cheap options and just, you know, get a couple of role players, I think they're going to run out of gas again. But if they keep adding on and add more players similar to the quality of player that they added in the offseason, that can be the boost that turns an 80-win team into an 85, 86-win team, which should be enough to get them into the postseason.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the best possible thing that could happen to this franchise is the impending lockout. I mean, I don't want to have a season without baseball. I know you love baseball as much as we all do. But, boy, I'll tell you, that'd be a good thing for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it all unfolds. I mean, I want baseball to be played because I get paid to write.
Well, that's true.
That's a good reason. Last one for me, Noah, and we really appreciate you taking the time. Finish this. If the Pirates are to make the playoffs, the player that needs to step up most is?
I'm glad you asked this. I just wrote a column about it today. Jared Triolo is the guy that I'm picking. Just because of how little depth they have on that left side of the infield, he's a guy that can play shortstop and third base. They're going to need him to hold down the fort at short until Connor Griffin's ready. And then they don't really have any options at third. So if Jared Triolo, similar to what I said about Henry Davis, if he can just be a league average hitter, he's such a good defender that he gives them a lot of value. He's kind of that old school infielder that a lot of teams won with in the 70s and 80s, where you bat him eighth or ninth in the lineup, but he's going to win you games through his defense and being a smart ball player. And you can get away with having those guys in your lineup when you have a couple 20 to 30 home run backs, which they do this year. So Jared Triolo got to continue playing great defense, got to stay healthy, and got to be just a little bit better at the plate. If he can do those things, that's going to help the Pirates a long way.
Okay, and you can read about that at post-gazette/sports. Noah Howells, thank you again. Go get some good dinner.
All right, I will, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, it's time to get to a break. When we return, we'll get to some quick hitters. You're listening to Under Review, sponsored by the Falls Creek Eagles.
We're passing out huge savings during the Big Drive sales event at Spitzer.
Hurry! Tackle new Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 with $7,500 off MSRP. Or choose 1.9% financing with a no-charge lifetime warranty included. Plus, Panda wants you to score even more. Download the Spitzer VIP app for exclusive rewards.
Don't drop the ball. Get here now. Wag more. Spend less at Spitzer Ford Dubois and St. Mary's.
Our world revolves.
Are you craving authentic Mexican flavors that tantalize your taste buds and transport you to the heart of Mexico City? Look no further than Taco Inc. Taco Inc. is serving up a storm of traditional dishes made with love and the freshest ingredients. Join Taco Inc. for their famous margaritas and their wide variety of drinks. Bring your family, bring your friends, and make memories over the best Mexican cuisine in town. Taco Inc., where every meal is a fiesta and every guest is family. Located in Dubois, St. Mary's, Punxsutawney, Bradford, and now Franklin. Follow Taco Inc. on Facebook.
Connect FM and the Pennsylvania Lottery are giving you that opportunity with the $100 blowout scratch-off. There are over $5.8 million in $100 prizes up for grabs. Tune into the Morning Connection weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. for your cue to text WIN for your chance to win. The Connect FM text line is sponsored by Buck's Pizza. Visit them on Industrial Road in Dubois or online at buckspizza.com. You must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. Your chance to win big, only on Connect FM.
Do you love the outdoors and want to make a difference? The Dubois Soccer Association is hiring a part-time groundskeeper to maintain our beautiful facilities at Spider Lake. It's the perfect opportunity for flexible hours while helping support RU Soccer right here in Dubois. If you've got a passion for keeping things looking good, we want to hear from you. Call 814-771-0161 or email dsatreasurer@yahoo.com to apply today.
Let's get back to the action. You're listening to Under Review with Bob Anderson, Dave Glass, and Dave Herzing on Connect FM.
Welcome back to Under Review. This segment is sponsored by Labraska Plastic Surgery, where they help you look and feel your best. It's time for some quick hitters, everybody's favorites here, and I've got to tee you guys up. When I've got you both together, there's got to be a basketball question in here. I see the NBA's Board of Governors approved a vote for the league to explore bids for expanding to Las Vegas and Seattle. Looks like the league's going to go from 30 to 32 teams as early as 2028-29. First, guys, how do you feel about expansion, and why not to Pittsburgh?
Well, I love the idea of expansion. It's just the it's time. I think the NBA's booming, you know, and Seattle honestly was shafted by getting their Seattle taken from them.
Howard Schultz sold that, yeah. The CEO of Starbucks there. He said it was the biggest mistake he ever made in his career. He sold it for $172 million. Yeah. And now to get them back, it's $7 to $10 billion.
And the thing is they, yeah, it was a big thing where they promised they were going to keep it in Seattle and they obviously didn't. That was a terrible thing. So Seattle obviously deserves a team. And then Vegas is also a great option because Vegas is kind of the unofficial like hub of basketball, NBA basketball. Yeah. You know, they do the summer league there.
Yeah, everyone loves that. The cup games are there.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about it. I also always love when they do expansion and you get an expansion draft where teams have to protect some guys.
Yeah.
You have to leave some guys unprotected. Why not Pittsburgh? I don't think Pittsburgh would support an NBA team, to be honest with you.
I know a couple guys that would support.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah,
right.
I would have seen if Pittsburgh. A lot of my NBA loving buddies have said the same thing. Look, if Pittsburgh got an NBA team, I would lose my freaking mind. I would have season tickets yesterday if they had an NBA team. I'd be thrilled. They're not going to get one. I mean, Pittsburgh's not a basketball town.
City. That's the thing. It's just not. It's a football and a hockey city, mm-hmm. and it just is. And baseball, when they're good.
And look what the Pens are winning right now. Look, the fans are coming back, dude, and it's great. I mean, when the Penguins are winning, PPG is electric.
Hockey and football is what the demographic is in Pittsburgh. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
And basketball isn't. You know what I mean? It's just as simple as that.
Lonnie still wouldn't like Pittsburgh if they had a basketball team.
No, I'd like to go to games.
He'd root for the Pittsburgh basketball team.
I'd go to the games. I root for the Pirates. Yeah, I mean, I'd root for the basketball team because the Yinzers wouldn't. They'd be against it. So
I gotta believe that a lot of the Yinzers would be like, you know what I mean? They
Whereas,
wouldn't
like
it.
You know, Steelers, and the reason I don't root for Pittsburgh teams like the Steelers is because the fans are just unbearable. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just that's the problem is the fandom.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's probably like that in most cities. You know what I mean?
Pittsburgh's
I've only lived
pretty
around
bad,
this city.
Though. Pittsburgh's
yeah,
pretty bad.
I'm sure if I lived in Seattle, there's probably a bunch of Seahawks fans I couldn't stand either.
We look great compared to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
True.
Jackson Smith and Jigbo is rewarded with a 4-year contract extension that makes him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. Is he the best receiver in the league, though?
I mean, this year, statistically he is. I mean, I don't know about, like, overall, like, talent. I mean, you look at, like, the ceiling, someone like Pickens, I mean, look at the talent level that guy's, but his head's not there. But we were just talking off the air before that, dude, Puka Nacua is going to make the money too, man.
Yeah,
right on his heels this year.
Right. Jefferson is would say, if I had to say, like with a quarterback and everything, Jefferson is probably the best overall receiver if I had to pick someone, right now. That being said, JSN is in the top 3 or 4 at worst. And it's his time to get paid, and he just won a Super Bowl, Offensive Player of the Year. So, like, it's kind of timing thing too.
No wonder they let Kenneth Walker go.
Yeah, it's kind of a timing thing as far as highest paid. It just kind of works that way. Now Puka is next in line, and they were waiting, I think, for JSN to sign. So I'm glad they signed first, because otherwise you're in a competition there. But now with these things coming out about Puka, you know, the recent story. I mean, he's in some hot water here with a potential lawsuit. So, you know, we don't know if there's any truth to that or not. Obviously, that stuff's all alleged. But it doesn't sound great. And he had another thing during the end of last year where he made some anti-Semitic remarks. Now he's, and he did, you know, so there's some weird stuff going on with him. He's still going to get paid, and he's still a great receiver. Don't get me wrong. But I think JSN is a model player for this championship team. I couldn't be more happy they signed him. I mean, it's totally worth it to me.
So the top five paid receivers now are JSN at $42 million. Chase is at 40.
Chase, yeah.
Jefferson's at 35. Lamb at 34. And then DK Metcalf is fifth with 33.
Yeah.
One of these things is not like the other. Exactly. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you, the best receiver that's going to be coming is Carnell Tate when the Steelers draft him.
Okay.
And they move up in the draft. They make some sexy moves to get him. Could you imagine that? The North Shore, if Pittsburgh would move up to get him, that would be incredible. And he's worth it. I've seen him play in person. That dude is legit, man.
D just segued into my next question. So today was the Columbus Ohio State Pro Day. Omar Khan and Mike McCarthy were there. The Buckeyes, we know how good they are. They're a factory for prospects. Chances are four Ohio State players will be off the board when the Steelers pick at 21. Sorry, Lonnie, you're not getting any of those four at 32.
No, not a chance.
But
we don't need them at 32.
I know that this is like just a wish list here kind of thing. But if the Steelers could have any Ohio State player this year, which one would you pick? And I think D
already
knows.
Know mine. Okay. That would be incredible for them.
He's mine, by the way, too.
Yeah, mine would be Jeremiah Smith, but he's ineligible for the draft yet. But
year's crop.
I think Tate would be a great fit for them. I also think Styles?
Yeah, Sonny Styles.
Sonny Styles, yeah.
Okay, I think, for Seattle. If you could have anybody for Seattle, who would you pick?
You know what? I'd probably pick Tate, to be honest, too, because, you know, Cup's getting up there in age. They could use another receiver on the other side of JSN for sure, so I would be real happy with him, but he ain't going to be there. I've got my fingers crossed. I don't think he's going to be there either, but I really want Avion Terrell Seattle.
Yeah. Clemson guy.
Yeah, Clemson guy. That's who but I don't think he'll be there either. Yeah.
Lonnie wants Klubnik. I know it.
Oh, Klubnik later. Third round, third or fourth.
He'll be there. I mean, why not?
Yeah,
take a shot.
Take him in the first round.
Well, after we talked to Andrew Janoco there a couple weeks ago, he said how great Milroe was, like, you know, learning from Sam and this. So I'm actually set. I like Milroe as the future if Darnold moves on at some point, but I don't. With a Super Bowl win, Darnold's going to be
by the way,
10 years probably.
Just as an aside, I was jet setting when you guys were interviewing him. You guys did a fantastic job interviewing him.
He was awesome.
He was a terrific guest. Kudos to Dave Glass for setting all that up.
Yeah, he was great.
I mean, honestly, you know, my brother points this out. I am amazed. Like, Bob does such a wonderful job getting these guests.
Yeah, for sure.
Dave brings them on. I mean, you know, anyone who's listening to this show, support this show, man. This is a great look, not because we're on it. I mean, where are you getting this type of sports talk, man?
I was thinking
about this today, driving around listening to sports talk. You know how many times I've been told you guys, all of us collectively, you guys do as well as people in Pittsburgh? I think we do a nice job, and I hope Dubois appreciates the show, because we sure as heck have fun doing it.
Yeah, more people should be listening for sure. I mean, that's the thing. It's like there hasn't been anything like this for my whole life, really, where you get sports talk from people you know, too, which is kind of cool. So
Even though we really don't know anything.
Right. But, like, yeah, Janoco, I mean, he was awesome, and, like, Bob and I had texted before that, too, and I was like, that would be a great get. Never knowing if you could get him, but Glass's connection, that was awesome.
That was Lonnie's idea originally, so good job. Hey, not bad for a bunch of day traders.
That's exactly it, buddy.
Pennsylvania has a study out to examine PIAA policies. This is actually a state
This is a hot spot for me, boy.
All right. Well, one area of concern is wealthier private or charter schools with large budgets recruiting the top athletes to play at their schools. Should public and private schools separate for fairness purposes?
100% yes. Get lost. Private schools, do your private school thing. I love that. Whatever you're doing within the boundaries of the rules, I think that's great. Obviously, they're not doing anything wrong now, but it's long past. They established that legislation. The PIAA had that years ago. They haven't changed it. What is that? House Bill 41 that's right now that got voted yes. It's bipartisan. Now they're just kind of kicking it along. Listen, you can't have the St. Joe's of the world, you know, beating up on schools that are neighborhoods versus, you know, kids coming from Texas and Arkansas and Alabama, you know, and their moms are getting jobs. These kids are getting money. Get lost that. Look what Sewickley did. Look, that billionaire, his son plays on the team. Another thread with Muggsy, who used to work for the Penguins, and my Todd Turkey and my buddy Kurt Calgren, we're so I shouldn't say it like that. I'm so disgusted with how this is shaken out. They are playing within the set framework of the rules, but come on. I mean, it's well past. Let the public schools play the public schools and the private schools play the private schools for championships.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as strong against it as Dave is, and a lot of people that I know are. I understand the thing, and it's particularly big. You know, obviously the cities and some of these schools, you know, around here it's less. There's not like,
yes,
it's not like
Elk right.
County's recruiting these, nothing like that's happening.
DCC is not doing
so
what
it's far
so
less impactful here. But yes, I know what you mean overall as a state, it's something that needs to be addressed most likely. You know, I'm always a proponent, and I would say the same thing in wherever we were at. Like, try to play teams during the regular season that are on your level, not on your level based on 5A versus 3A versus 1, based on, you know, who you should be playing, right? Like, so Dubois, you know, could they be going and playing? They should play a couple good teams throughout the year, but really what you should be playing is Brookville and Brockway and DCC and Elk County and, you know, teams that are local that can get people in the building. And this goes for football, basketball, whatever. Like, the majority of all the games should be that.
Yeah, I love that. I agree with that.
Obviously, once you get to the state playoffs, could there be a separate bracket? I could see that, and I would be totally fine with that. I mean, that was great. You know, just as an aside though, shout out to ECC Elk County. I mean, they made the Final Four again.
Listen, you got to tip your cap to them. My gosh,
the job they do up there, Straub does up there,
buddy. I mean, it's unbelievable they're doing up there.
Yeah, because I watched that team this year, and no disrespect, but like talent wise, I've seen some of their other teams. This team to me was not like a super talented one of their teams, but the coaching is just elite.
Dude, and it's not because I'm as loyal as it gets. Dubois should have pounded that team every single game they played them, and ECC found ways to win.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, obviously, I mean, I love Dubois as loyal as can be, and they're very well coached.
Oh, my God, like, of course. Dave's done an incredible job with those kids.
But, like, it's just, I mean, Straub is just like, obviously, everything should. I mean, he's 1,000 wins. Dude, it's insane. Well,
there's nothing. Listen, he's the best coach this area's ever had. I mean, there's no arguing that. Yeah, I mean, how can you think? Put that in perspective. How many wins that is?
That's just insane. Yeah.
Figure out the math.
Right.
I mean, it's there's never going to be a coach around here that even gets near that.
No, I don't think anybody would even want to.
No.
I think Diaz 20 or 30 junior level wins.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
That's right. Get him up on that varsity sideline. He'll show ECC.
Buddy, I would love to coach. I don't have the time. I'm too busy jet setting, buddy. But no, but to answer your question though, it's long past. I'm very passionate about it because it's for the sake of the kids. For instance, my brother lives in Lancaster. Right now, not to pity where his kids went to school, my two nieces and my nephew. Manheim Township is as big a football program as there is in the state. I mean, they're huge. They got to go play St. Joe's, man. That's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, and not that that's a small area, but come on.
Yeah, right. In the past 2 years, 11 of the 12 boys basketball state champs have been either Catholic, private, or charter schools.
Get lost.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's almost time for us to get lost, but in the spirit of baseball season, do you guys have any, like, opening day plans, any traditions that you follow? I know Dave used to like to watch the games with his grandpa.
Which is so awesome. Yes. I remember talking with him about that long before we even had the show, and I just think that's such a wonderful thing. I, I used to listen to pirate games on my grandparents' front porch who lived across the street from us. We'd eat crackers and Swiss cheese with mustard, and the adults would drink beer, and we'd have a Coke or a Sprite. We'd eat M&Ms out of these little, like those little cups you get, those little paper cups.
Yeah.
The weird little memories
like
with this.
Bathroom
and
cups.
I still have my grandpa's glider in my gazebo. We used to sit on that, listen to games. I love baseball. Like the whole thing about how could you not be romantic about baseball? That's true. But opening day tradition, I love going to opening day with my dad.
Will you be there next week? You'll be there.
I'm going to try.
He'll be there.
He'll be there. Mark it down. I'll tell you, I don't really have any baseball traditions, but one thing I will say that I miss about loving baseball and being a teenager is Stratomatic baseball.
Oh,
Stratomatic
dude.
Baseball was the greatest
was
thing.
Was so great.
Of all
dude,
time.
Remember doing fantasy and you get the USA Today and you get Baseball Weekly?
Yes.
And, dude, it was great. But Stratomatic ruled, dude. Yeah.
I mean, it was so much fun playing that game.
All right. Do you guys have any Get Lost?
You know what? Dave Glass will love this. Get Lost to that whatever bum wrestler that was that didn't shake that awesome, I don't know the Penn State wrestler's names. I should, but I don't. That wrestler went around, class act, shook everybody's hand. And I guess he throttled that dude from Iowa. That dude didn't shake his hand. Get lost to Iowa, bum.
Get lost to amateur wrestling because it's WrestleMania season, baby. WWE rules the world.
That's right, Glass Man.
And we'll get lost to that on that note. That'll do it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify. For Dave Herzing and Lenny Anderson, I'm Bob Anderson. We'll catch you right here on Connect FM next week.
You can get fake news anywhere. You get Fox News here. 99.7 FM, 96.7 FM, and AM 1420. WCED, Du Bois.